Let's recap yesterday's action at the state football championships up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The eight-man championship game got the day started yesterday, and Don Bosco, after a sluggish start, pulled away for a 52-14 win over Remsen St. Mary's. Running back Wyatt Sauvel had 188 yards on the ground and scored three touchdowns to help Don Bosco to yet another state championship. In the Class A championship game, it was West Sioux getting an early lead and then pulling away for a 35-14 win over Hudson. Running back Jake Lynott had 183 yards on the ground with a couple of touchdowns, while quarterback Hunter Deckers was 20 of 30 through the air for 286 yards and three touchdown passes. West Sioux a winner over Hudson in the Class A title game. In 3A last night, Cedar Rapids Xavier jumped out to an early 17-0 lead, and then they went on to a 31-13 win over Pella. Joey Drehosel had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown to help Xavier to that victory. Today, three more championship games will end the high school football season for the year. Class 1A championship game is at 11 o'clock this morning. They'll kick off up at the Dome as 12-0 Van Meter will face 10-2 and perennial powerhouse Iowa City Regina. Then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, it's the 2A championship matchup, Waukon facing Williamsburg. Waukon 11-1, Williamsburg 10-2 heading into that ball game. And the 4A championship game this evening, that's at 7 o'clock tonight. That'll kick off. It'll be Dowling Catholic at 11-1 on the year, facing Iowa City West, 12-0 on the season in the final championship game of the weekend. Well, two Iowa Hawkeyes who won't be playing on Senior Day like they planned are offensive tackles Boone Myers and Ike Butker. Myers has been out with an injured ankle, and Butker suffered a season-ending Achilles injury in Week 2 in a win at Iowa State. Myers says both have tried to keep their freshman replacements, Alaric Jackson and Tristan Werfs, in the ballgame.
Ike and I are, you know, pretty much coaches now, and you know, and I think they learn a lot from us because we've been out in the field. We know what they're seeing, and you know, our main job is just helping those guys.
Myers says both players have made a lot of progress.
Thinking back to my true freshman and redshirt freshman year, I mean, I was in no place to be on the field. I was no place to be anywhere near the field. And, you know, it's a learning curve for them. They've had to learn a lot quick. And, you know, I'm proud of them for how fast they've caught on, how well they're doing. They're playing great.
Butker says both of the freshmen have made tremendous strides.
They've handled, you know, the adversity and really come together better each game. And, you know, you got guys like Sean and there, Keegan, James, that are always helping them out. And, you know, they've gone out there and done a great job for us.
Well, they'll need to do another great job tomorrow as the Hawkeyes will have their season finale at home at Kinnick Stadium, their last home game, as they'll face off against Purdue in an afternoon contest tomorrow. 12:30, we're on the air with the broadcast. 2:30 will be kickoff from Kinnick Stadium on Senior Day. In top 25 college football last night, Quinton Flowers tossed a pair of touchdown passes, and number 23 South Florida held off Tulsa 27-20 to remain in contention for a berth in the American Athletic Conference championship game. Flowers, one of the nation's top dual-threat quarterbacks, ran for 119 yards while also throwing for 142 to send the Bulls into next week's regular season finale against number 14 UCF with the AAC's East Division title on the line. Also in the NFL last night, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 299 yards and four touchdowns, three of those to Antonio Brown, as the Pittsburgh Steelers pulled away from the Tennessee Titans in a 40-17 victory. Running the no-huddle offense extensively for the first time all season, Roethlisberger completed 30 of 45 passes to help the Steelers win their fifth straight as they go to 8-2 on the year. Also in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs probably don't know what to expect from the New York Giants. Neither do the Giants, though. On paper, this game at MetLife Stadium is a mismatch. The Chiefs at 6-3 are well-rested coming off a bye week, while the Giants at 1-8 seemingly have hit rock bottom after getting blown out by the Rams 2 weeks ago and then losing to the previously winless San Francisco 49ers last weekend. Also, the Chiefs' defense has been lambasted for being poor against the run, but the reality is their pass defense hasn't been much better, a big reason why they've lost three of their last four. As the Chiefs return from their bye with a visit to the Giants, they understand that getting back to winning ways on defense will play a big part in whether they make some playoff noise. And we'll have that Chiefs-Giants game for you Sunday here on the radio. They'll kick it off at noon. In basketball, Iowa used a 14-0 run midway through the second half to take command in an 85-74 win over Grambling last night in a game heard here on KJAM. Freshman forward Jack Nungy led the Hawkeyes with 17 points and 7 rebounds.
All credit to them. They came out right from the get-go, and they were ready to play. They came in, they got into us. They were knocking down shots. They were just ready to go, and you know, it took us a while to get there, but we found it towards the end of the game, and we came out with the W.
Grambling led 59-56 with just under 11 minutes remaining before the Hawkeyes put together their decisive run. This is Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
We were all sideways with, you know, the way the game went. You know, this is a team that really came in with a good game plan. They executed their offense extremely well, and now you're in a dogfight. So I was really proud of how they responded, you know, with 10 minutes to go in the game.
Iowa improves to 3-0 on the season with that victory last night. Iowa State picked up its first victory Thursday as Donovan Jackson had 26 points and the Cyclones beat Appalachian State 104-98 in the opening round of the Puerto Rico tip-off, which was held at Myrtle Beach.
The first two games, I think I was just trying to do so much instead of just letting the game come to me. And today I was just taking what was given.
Jackson says it was a good win after opening with two losses.
It's very important just because we need everybody to have their heads high, you know, not to get too low, not to get too high, and just stay even keel. So that was a big win for us.
Coach Steve Prohm was happy with the pace of play.
You know, we got to continue to harp on, you know, we want to play fast. And we did today, but it is a constant challenge because everybody says they want to play fast. But if you want to play fast the right way, it's tough.
Nick Weiler-Babb added 23 points for the Cyclones in that game, which was played, as we said, at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It was moved out of Puerto Rico, obviously, because of the hurricane damage earlier this year. In top 25 men's college hoops, number 3 Arizona beat Cal State Bakersfield 91-59, 8th rated Florida over North Florida 108-68, 11th rated Miami beat Florida A&M 90-59, 12th ranked Cincinnati over Coppin State 97-54, number 13 Notre Dame beat Chicago State 105-66, 15th ranked Xavier over Wisconsin 80-70 last night. Michigan State forward Kenny Goins has a sprained left knee, and he's expected to miss a couple of weeks. The school announced Goins' timetable on Thursday and described the sprain as mild. The 6'7" Goins scored 4 points in 15 minutes in Michigan State's loss to number 1 Duke on Tuesday night. In baseball news, Jose Altuve is the 2017 American League MVP. The Houston Astros infielder beat out the New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge for the award by a wide margin. The 5'6" Altuve drew 27 of the 30 first place votes in balloting by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Altuve batted a Major League best 346. He hit 24 homers with 81 RBIs, scored 112 times, stole 32 bases, and showed a sharp glove at second base. Over in the senior circuit, Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton won the National League MVP award, barely edging Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds. In the closest MVP voting since 1979, Stanton became only the 6th player to win from a losing team. Stanton led the big leagues with 59 homers and 132 RBIs. He edged Votto 302-300 in the voting yesterday. Also, Major League Baseball news, Kansas City Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer, third baseman Mike Moustakas, and outfielder Lorenzo Cain were among 9 free agents who turned down $17.4 million qualifying offers from their teams on Thursday. Chicago Cubs pitchers Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis also said no to the offers, as did Tampa Bay pitcher Alex Cobb, Colorado closer Greg Holland, St. Louis pitcher Lance Lynn, and Cleveland first baseman Carlos Santana. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.